Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of August 2017. Supreme Court has held that there should be parity of pay in posts having same nature of duties and same basic qualifications and job requirements. Supreme Court has granted bail to Lieutenant Colonel Srikanth Prasad Purahit in 2008 Malegaon blast case. Colonel Purahit has been in prison for the last 9 years. Central government has notified the amended Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST, rules, 2017. It also released the application form for grant of unique identity number, UIN, to UN bodies, embassies, others. Central government has notified that 18% GST is applicable to tractors. Earlier, a highest rate of 28% was applicable on tractors. Central government has notified the conditions for furnishing return in form GST R3B electronically through Common Portal for the month of July 2017 for prescribed registered persons. Kerala Legislative Assembly has passed the Kerala Goods and Services Tax Bill, 2017. Supreme Court has issued notice to Finance Ministry on a petition filed by Central Administrative Tribunal Bar Association challenging the alterations brought about by Finance Act, 2017 in composition, selection procedure and qualification for appointment of chairman and members of tribunal. Delhi High Court has set aside a lower court order, which had denied maintenance to the wife under Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act, 2005, DV Act, solely because she was married before. Delhi High Court has struck down New Delhi Municipal Council, Determination of Annual Rent, Bylaws, 2009, and asked NDMC to refund the excess tax collected by it. Delhi High Court has lamented the circumvention of pre-flight breathalyzer tests, which are mandatory for flight and cabin crew under Civil Aviation Requirements, CAR. Delhi High Court, in order to ensure aid to patients suffering from rare diseases, has asked Centre to take urgent steps to make national policy for treatment of rare diseases functional at the ground level. Delhi High Court has rejected a PIL seeking prohibition on sale or dispensation of liquor in departure area of domestic terminals of Indian airports on grounds that it is not executable. Allahabad High Court has reiterated that benefit of reservation cannot be provided in promotions if there are less than 5 sanctioned posts available. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed state government to take all possible steps for health of workers working in coal-fired thermal power plants, CFTPPs, in future. Bombay High Court has voiced concern over declining sex ratio and said a lenient approach cannot be taken while deciding matters pertaining to violation of sex determination laws. Bombay High Court has observed that a foreign court does not have jurisdiction to decide matrimonial matters of a couple who have Indian domicile and are governed under Hindu Marriage Act, even if the parties were at the time residing in a foreign nation. A family court in Rajasthan's Bilora district has granted a woman's plea for divorce, ruling that absence of a toilet at home amounts to cruelty. Government has introduced a new form under insolvency law to enable a person who has to receive a payment from an insolvent company to seek the claim. This will help the home buyers to make claims for undelivered flats on a company undergoing resolution under insolvency and bankruptcy code.